calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net, calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries Net. This is KE0WJX, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Juliet X-Ray, your net control station for this evening. My name is Joel, and my QTH is Warrensburg. The Spark Repeater Net meets every Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? During the net, any station has emergency traffic. Please notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of this net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org, and a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. For club announcements, I just want to say, hey, what a great meeting yesterday. It was great seeing everybody, and it was awesome as Brett always does in December. It goes over our year in review. Let me break. And, you know, we go through the year and we do event after event after event, and you don't even realize until the end of the year when Brett goes over the year what we really accomplished this year, and it's amazing what this club does. And I just want to say congratulations to Paul and Richard on your election to your new positions, and I know you'll do a great job. So any other club announcements, please call now. Okay, this is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, your name and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operator who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communications through net control. Starting out this net, I'm going to take check-ins from any stations that are in and out, portable, mobile, or short timers. Please call now.
Next, Kilo
Zero Alpha Romeo Quebec, KF Zero ARQ, Don Sedalia, in and out.
V Zero UVW, Kilo Bravo Zero Union Victor Whiskey Rinda, in and out, in Sedalia.
KF Zero IHX, Kilo Foxtrot Zero India Hotel X-Ray, Lori in Colcamp, in and out.
This is KF Zero HYP, Kilo Foxtrot Zero Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan Marshall, in and out.
Alright, there's some good ones. Mike K0UHO, in and out. KF0ARQ, Don, in and out. KB0UVW, Renda, in and out. KF0IHX, Lori down in Cole Camp, making a good trip into the repeater tonight, in and out. KF0HYP, Ryan from Marshall, you're hitting it good too, buddy. Alright, let's take one more standby for mobiles, portables, in and outs, and short timers. Please call now.
This is WA0WUY, William Abel Zero, William United Yankee, Steve out of Beeman, in and out, no traffic.
KF0IHY, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Hotel Yankee, Leo in downtown Cold Camp, in and out.
W2SAM, Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Mary, Sam, Sedalia, in and out.
There's three more good ones. WA0WY, Steve, it's good to hear you. You were missed yesterday. you were brought up in conversation, and you sound good, so that's good to know. KF0IHY, Leo, you sound good. And W2SAM, Sam, you're sounding good, too. Y'all are making a good trip into the repeater. All right, that's 9 quick ones. Let's take one more standby for in and out. Please call KE0WJX.
Kilo 6 Hotel Uniform, Kilowatt 6 Hotel United, Russ today.
Kilo 6 Hotel Uniform, Russ, you did not say in and out, so I'm going to come back to you and ask, are you in and out or do you have traffic ribbon at?
Sorry, just kind of came in last minute. I'm going to do in and out, sorry.
Hey, you were missed yesterday at the meeting too, so good to hear you on the net tonight. All right, I'm going to open this thing up. Anybody anywhere you want to call with the Spark repeater net, please call now.
This is 80 ETL, Kilo Delta Zero, Echo Tango Lima, Paul, south of Hughesville.
All right, I guess I'm going to have to pull them out one at a time. All right, Paul, what do you got for the net tonight?
80WJX in the net, KD0ETL. Good evening, Joel. Thanks for taking the net. Good evening, everybody. Had a fantastic weekend. Enjoyed the club meeting, and thanks for the kudos on making treasure. Let's see what else. Oh, enjoyed football game today. A little better today. Bigger range between the two teams anyway, and that's always a little less stressful. Got one question for anybody out there. I don't know if anybody else is hearing that noise on the repeater or not. I put it on reverse and I haven't found it from anywhere, but it's coming through the repeater, but it's not affecting hearing anybody or making out what they're saying, so it's not interfering there, but I'm just curious if anybody else seen it, or heard it, excuse me. And with that, I will return it back to net, 73, KD0ETL.
All right, Paul. Yeah, I'm definitely hearing it. It was the first thing I heard when I turned the radio on, probably 45 minutes or an hour ago. As soon as I heard the tail squelch or heard the repeater ID in that tail squelch is that noise. So if you're checking in, let us know if you're hearing it because I'm pretty sure everybody is. All right, if you want to check into the Spark repeater net, I got 11 check-ins so far. Let's please call now.
W0VK.
All right, there's another good one, Mr. President. What do you got for us tonight?
Oh, man, lots of good stuff. Ben, and Joel, you started the meeting off right, or the net off right. We did celebrate a lot of good stuff over the course of the last year, and it's just a cool thing when everybody comes together. A lot of cool things happen, and it's just it's a lot of fun to be part of it. I think you feel the same way, and it's just cool. That sound, yeah, I'm hearing it on there. I recorded it, and I just sent it to Paul, what he sounded like on there with it going on, so he'd be able to acknowledge it. But anyway, it's there, and it's coming through. It's on the frequency, and it's just when our tone is breaking, it's there. I guess I need to just roll to... I don't know. I'm gonna play around with it. See if I can discover it. Just a second. It was cool to see the folks that showed up. Had a room full, just like we always do, and that was super neat. Had a couple of new folks. We had Brandy and Katrina there. Hopefully we're going to get them along the lines like we do a lot of folks and get them brought in, get them tested, get them their allocation. So hopefully soon we'll hear them on here in the next couple months. We can get that rolling. We're thinking about a class, but we don't know for a fact that we're going to be putting on a class. We're still gathering the data on that aspect of it. But if you're interested in taking a technician class, contact me, and I will channel it to Darren, and we will discuss if we will do a class or not. But it's that time of year, and we like to usually have a class, at least one technician class a year, so it might be time to do that. But then again, it's we've got folks that feel like they could probably do it if they studied. The other thing is, it was good to see Leo there, but it really wasn't great to not to hear the news about Lori. So Lori, we hope you're doing okay. I know you were in and out, but we were thinking about you and we talked about it, and Leo told us what happened, and hope you're doing okay. But anytime you get any kind of burn, we all know what that feels like because we've all experienced it, and it is bad. So hope you're doing good, and just to let you know, you were missed. With Steve, we were wondering about you, my friend. We hadn't heard from you since the last net, so we were asking where you were. We understand it's not always easy to get in there to the meetings, but we also understand that that we like to hear from you there. So just know you were missed, my friend.
WA0SDO repeater.
And then Russ, you were kind of the feature headline of the meeting, my man. You were I gathered the video footage and the pictures that I took on the big maiden voyage tower climb that you did, and Darren took and integrated that into a video type production, and it played all the video and the pictures at random, and everybody there got to travel with you up that 34 feet that you made on top of that tower there with you, man. So we all got to share some laughs and some celebration on that project being done. So you were the man that everyone admired for doing that, climbing that tower multiple times, and some of it was even really, really dark. Anyway, looking forward to the next coming meeting. That's the meeting where I set the forecast for the year. So hope everybody will be able to be there as we look at January the 4th for that meeting, and we'll talk a little bit more as we get there. But certainly a good celebration of a meeting there with all the folks that I love to hang out with on the first Saturday of every month, and appreciate everybody postponing that to the second Saturday to accommodate. So anyway, back to you, Joe. You're doing an awesome job, man. 73W0VK.
All right, Brett. Well, hey, good hearing you. And I've went over to reverse several times, and it's not over here, so I'm not picking it up on reverse as far as that noise goes. So that takes us to 12 on the list. If you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now.
Recheck.
Go recheck.
I just wanted to thank Brett for that, and sorry I wasn't able to make it. Been stressful all the time, so would have liked to have been able to make it, but couldn't make it, and hope to check that out. So just wanted to let everybody know, sorry I couldn't make it, and back to that K62 clear.
All right, Russ. Yeah, they did you right, man. It was a good video, and I appreciate the way everybody steps in and where and when they can. I mean, we can't all be everywhere, so I mean, that's great that you're able to climb towers like that and do that for people. So hats off to you, man, because I mean, I think I'd be fine to 15 or 20 feet, but anything higher than that as I get older is a little sketchy, so thanks for doing that. All right, that's 12 on the list. Please call now if you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net. All right, well, that was a fast one. I guess I expected longer, but especially with the Chiefs game earlier today, but that's okay. We can't all hit it on a Sunday night. So, well, that takes 12 check-ins, and it was 16 minutes, and the repeater will now be returned to normal amateur radio use. This is KE0WJX. Good night, everybody.